What about the word corn dodger? You ever heard that?
No.
All right, this expression, some people say that there are just two kinds of bread. One's the homemade bread, and then there's the kind that you buy at the store. You call that?
Bought bread.
Okay. What about these things that people like to eat for breakfast? You know, you make up your batter and you cook them all 4 or 5 at a time.
Pancakes?
Sure. Ever heard other words used around here for pancakes?
Flapjacks.
And then the things with the hole in the center.
Waffles. Or donuts.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
You ever made homemade donuts?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm after another unit of measure here. Say if you're buying flour, you might buy two quart of flour.
And in terms of barrels?
No, just something. Say a sack about that big, you'd say about how much flour would be in a
5 pound?
Sure.
Bags.
All right. And if you're making homemade bread, what would you use to make it rise?
Baking powder.
Okay, that is.
Or yeast.
Sure, okay. And the two parts of an egg, what would you say they are?
The white and the yolk.
Okay, the color of the yolk is?
Yellow.
All right. What about different ways of cooking eggs that you know about?
Let me boil them. They scramble, they fry them, or they poach them.
Alright. Do you have a name for the piece of meat that you might cook along with your greens? Or something else, you know, a piece of meat that you cook with?
Bacon, or side meat, let's say, or side meat, I my golly, it's a streak of lean.
Mm-hmm.
And, what is another name? There's another name, too. It's right over the fit into my tongue, and I think that I've heard used. Pork, or some kind of fatback.
Fatback,
yes, that's it.
Okay.
Fatback.
Speaking of bacon, if you wanted to buy a lot of bacon, you know, without it being sliced, you'd say you bought a quart of bacon.
Chunk.
Okay, it's usually about, you know, so big.
Slab.
Sure. Right.
A slab of bacon, yes.
And if you're slicing off the slab, you know, that hard, that tough edge to the bacon that you probably cut off, do you have a name for that?
Skin.
Okay. What other kind of meat might you eat for breakfast besides bacon?
Sausage.
Okay, and the man that deals in meat in a grocery store, what do you call him?
Butcher.
Sure. What about this adjective? If meat has been kept too long, you'd say that it's done what?
It's freezing, burn. You mean the freezer or what?
Referring to the taste.
Oh, it's tangy. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, any other word that might be there?
It's spoiled.
Sure, right. And what about butter that's done the same thing? How would you describe
it? It's melted.
Well, the taste has gone bad. How would you describe that? Been kept too long, too.
Molded, that's
okay. Would you ever say rancid or rank?
Oh, rank, yes. Rank. Cheese, yes.
Yes.
Rank, yes.
Let me ask you about this word. Have you ever heard people around here use the word funky?
Yes.
To describe that sort of situation, bad
yes.
taste or bad odor?
Yes.
How could you give me an example?
Well, he's very funky.
So you would use it in reference to what a person's funky.
Person's right. More or less.
Only people you would describe the smell of food that way.
Maybe it seems to me, I remember when I was in college, we had a refrigerator was also funky.
Yeah.
The guys just said that in terms of food, yes. That's the only time that I heard it then, you know, in terms of food.